sacred water. Spring rain clouds follow early morning gusts of wind and sudden drops in temperature. By dawn, the smell of rain is heavy in the air. The sun is masked in cumulus layers of pearl blue. When I was a child, the people used to watch the sky for changes in the weather. I learned to watch for the fat, dark rain clouds, and I remember the excitement and the anticipation as the cool wind arrived smelling of rain. We children were seldom scolded or punished for our misbehavior, but we were never permitted to frolic with or waste fresh water. We were given stern warnings about killing toads or frogs. Harm to frogs and toads could bring disastrous cloudbursts and floods because the frogs and toads are the beloved children of the rain clouds. A huge toad lived in the bottom of a wooden box buried in the ground to protect the water shutoff valve. As a child, I was fascinated with the big toad. I'd lift off the lid of the box and look down into the dim hole that smelled of damp gunny sacks wrapped around the water pipe. Sometimes all I could see were the toad's big eyes reflecting the sunlight. When I got older, I used to ride my horse into the sandhills after a summer rainstorm. What an amazing sight! Hundreds of little toads were popping out of the sand everywhere. Years later in Tucson, I moved a flower pot in the garden and uncovered four Sonoran red-spotted toads in the damp earth. Their backs were the colors of ivory and copper speckled with red. They slept head to head, each with its rear end pointed in one of the four directions. My great-grandmother, Maria Naya, belonged to the water clan. She had been born at Powati Village, north of Laguna Village. After she passed on, the water clan people made sure she had a big pottery jar full of water at the head of her grave. Every year around Easter, my father's clanswomen used to bring him sweet pudding. Otherwise, he might have turned into a frog. No one ever called my Uncle Polly by his legal name, Richard, because when he was born, someone thought he looked like a pollywog, dark, fat, and wiggling. When I was a child, the people used to say that a person had passed on. They seldom used the word died. At the table before a meal, a small dish was passed around. Pinches of food from each person's plate were placed in the dish to feed the spirits of those beloved family members who had passed on. On All Souls Day, November 2nd, the people take oven bread and red chili stew to the graves to feed the spirits of the dead. All these feedings of the spirits were conducted with such tenderness and love that as a child, I learned there is nothing to fear from the dead. They love us. And they bless us when they return as rain clouds. All around Laguna and Acoma, there are sandstone formations which make natural basins and pools that hold rainwater. These rainwater pools are cherished by the people even now because long ago, in times of drought, the survival of the people depended on the rainwater stored in the sandstone pools. The old-time Pueblo people believe that natural springs and lakes possess great power. Beneath their surfaces lie the entrances to the four worlds below this one. A little light just